On which planet did
I
Luke
can tell you
Skywalker
everything
and Ben
about
Solo
this planet,
confront the Knights of Ren in
except
the
its
second issue?
motherfucking name.
By merch.
Or winner, by way of technical knockout.
We have some beautiful magicians. Baby! Go Tiger!
I am the king. I am the reigning champion. I will always be above you. I am bigger than you. I am wiser than you. I am stronger than you. I am better than you. I am God.
Hi, I'm Jared, the Trivia Loser Jedi.
And I'm Spooter.
And we're here to tell you that we aren't that great at trivia, and I mean we're downright poo-poo at it.
Yeah, ever since then I've been dogging Scotty to step back in the ring with me. No questions about El Frono will be asked, and it'll be a good time. It's April.
Now I have this, like imaginary rivalry with you in my fucking head, where it's like, I want J-Ro!
Jared, you lost to me in trivia. You're a loser. You're a loser. I will not. You lost to me in trivia.
Jared lost. That charlatan friend, mind you, who has been ducking me and running from me for years now.
Your lust for Jero will destroy you.
And you will learn to rue the day you underestimated the power of the Bi Republic.
Is this your king? Is this your king?
Think about, you know, the things you applied to content creating and the things that you maybe have held to a high standard that people also love. And there's that one little dark spot in all of this. And you're like, man, I can't believe that I've gotten this far and just being a part of a bigger community. But there's this one little black spot in this beautiful Monet of a painting. And it's just the fact that I kicked your ass in trivia. Literally nothing makes me happier.
Hello there. Welcome back to episode 100. We did it. 100 of Star Wars in a Galaxy. We did it. We freaking did it after 3 years. Official episode 100. We've done way more. Like, if you include specials, we're probably going to reach 150 soon. But in terms of actual episodes where we do our thing, talk about Star Wars that we rewatched or watched in this case, we are at episode 100. We did it. Thank you so much to everybody who's listened to any of the 100 episodes of In a Galaxy along the way. But we don't have anything crazy special planned for today per se, but in celebration of 100 episodes in 3 years, on April 2nd, join us, Meg Dallamondum, DeVore Mondum, Jared Buffman Stubbs, Connor Cicchini, four of the people who influence the show the most. We're going to have a big live stream celebrating 100 episodes and 3 years of Star Wars in a Galaxy. We're so excited about that. But today we are ending season 12 of Star Wars in a Galaxy. We're talking about Droids Season 1 as a whole before we move on to another kind of transitionary period. We'll do some special episodes, and then we'll have Season 12 and a half. And then hopefully, I think probably by, like, in the summer, we'll begin. We will, of course, begin Season 13 of Star Wars in a Galaxy, talking about the, as of now, still ongoing Season 2 of The Bad Batch.
Yeah. I want to say as well, since it's our 100th anniversary, a huge thank you to everyone who's been a part of our journey so far. You know, we got into doing this podcast, you know, I was pretty unsure, you know, what this will be like. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I had anything really to contribute, but it's just been so much fun these past three plus years, 100 episodes. You know, I feel so, so lucky that we found such a wonderful community.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many people who are so talented and so passionate. And I'm so happy and grateful to have gotten to work with so many of you guys. It really is a dream come true, to be honest.
It's incredible.
It really is.
I couldn't, if you had told me 3 years ago that I would have been doing half the things that I've done in the past few months, I would not have believed you. But if you had told me that I would get to host Star Wars Trivia with Alex Damon, I would have said you were high. But that happened a month ago. It's absolutely crazy. If you would have told me that I would have gotten to continue the legacy of the movie Trivia Showdown, if you had told me that I would have gotten to talk, you know, the Book of Boba Fett with quite a few of my friends who I made through this space, or, you know, do these bracket streams or any of the countless things we've done, or, you know, the droid stuff or whatever it is, would not have believed you. And I'm so grateful to the show and to all the community around us for allowing us to, you know, express ourselves. This is both of Jacob and my, or at least I think Jacob, I can't speak for him, but my major form of expression. I like get a lot of my shit out through this show. And I'm so grateful to everybody who has helped us along the way, whether you've listened, whether you've appeared, whether you've simply liked one of our posts on Twitter. Really, thank you so much. But let's get into this. We're doing our droids retrospective, same as usual. We have overall thoughts, ranking of the episodes, best episode, worst character, coolest thing you notice from the rewatch, in this case, the first watch, and then favorite planet. Jacob, you wanna start this thing off with overall thoughts?
Yeah, so overall thoughts. This is a hard series to sum up. It's a bit of an enigma. It's really hard to pin down. I think overall, I would call it a very endearing and honestly delightful romp. It was really fun to watch this as I felt like I was discovering, you know, I felt like I was really discovering an overlooked part of Star Wars history, and it was really cool. I felt like I really learned a lot from this watch through. Frequently, this show is a bit bewildering, I won't lie, but I think it works for the most part because it leans into being campy, being goofy, and playing with the rules and playing with the continuity and blurring the lines between droids and humans, and what are droids' role, what is their purpose, what do they do. So a lot of times I really thought it was fearlessly imaginative. I will say overall it kind of often suffered from a weird sense of deja vu, or a little bit of maybe creative myopia, where they seem to really lean, the writers really leaned on kind of very, very similar types of characters or archetypes and story beats between the episodes that are really similar. I feel like there was this basic formula of, you know, you have R2-D2, you have C-3PO, you have some handsome, brave, kind of overly competent young man as your main kind of hero to sit beside C-3PO and R2-D2. You have a spunky young woman for your sidekick. You've got some evil, you know, mustache twirling villain. You know, the heroes get captured by an evil force. They have to scramble their way to safety. It felt very formulaic and very repetitive at times. And some episodes are a bit of a drag, but for a low-stakes Saturday morning cartoon, I really think it does a pretty great job of giving us, you know, it might be a little repetitive, but the storylines and the characters are all for the most part pretty serviceable. There's some really great world building. Of creativity, some really nice visuals. I really like the art style and the expressiveness of the droids, especially in background tableaus. And overall, I think like Ben Burtt and the people who worked on this show really came up with something much more enjoyable than many people give it credit for, I would say.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with a lot of your thoughts. I'll just read what I wrote down here and I'll elaborate on it, of course, later. Droids was a fun romp. I also use the word romp. I think that's the best word to describe this show, honestly.
Absolutely. It's the best. Yeah.
Droids was a fun romp that made me more appreciate the sillier aspects of Star Wars. It covers way more ground than I thought it would. And although some of the episodes did feel repetitive in plot elements, the location variety was always really fascinating to me. The episodes where C-3PO and R2-D2 and whoever their master were in a direct confrontation with the villain always stood out to me as the best episodes. And I also really enjoyed the guest appearances we got from characters like Boba Fett and IG-88. I wish it had tied into the larger galaxy at least a bit more about what life was like under Imperial reign, but I understand why they didn't feel exactly so comfortable doing that. Yeah, a lot of the same thoughts with Jacob. I felt like when it was good, like the secret to droids being good was when the droids were in direct confrontation with the villains, and when those villains had happened to be Imperial. That's just true. The Empire is more interesting as a villain than any of the like smugglers or gangs, just to me. That's just how it works to me. And but like there were episodes like The Revenge of Kylo Ren or The Rune Games. Those two specifically stand out to me as being like, yeah, I've seen this episode before and it was done better the first time. And there's nothing inherently bad about either of those two episodes. It's just I've seen a better version in this season.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling to have that feeling pop up over and over again. But yeah, I think overall, when the Empire was involved, it was generally pretty strong, I thought.
Yeah, and it makes sense. The Empire are good villains. They're just good villains.
Do you want to get on to the ranking, or do you have more to say? Because I think I said my piece pretty much.
I think I've said my piece. Yeah, let's do this. Bottom up, 13 to 1? 14 to 1? 14 to 1.
Yeah, just making sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, 14 to 1. Sorry, that was my fault.
Yeah.
14 to 1. Go ahead.
So in 14th, I had The New King. That episode was my least favorite. The Lost Print was 17th for me. The Rune Games was in 12th. I had The White Witch in 11th. Escape into Terror in 10th. 9th for me was The Revenge of Kylo Ren. 8th was The Trigon Unleashed. In 7th, I had The Frozen Citadel. In 6th, I had Across the Rune Sea. In 5th, A Race to the Finish. In 4th, I had The Trail of the Rune Comets. In 3rd, I had The Great Heap. In 2nd, I had Kobe and the Star Hunters. And my favorite episode of Star Wars Droids was The Pirates of Tarnuga.
Interesting. There's some stuff that really, like, can you send me your list just because I want to view them side by side on my thing? Oh, yeah, I'm not making a spreadsheet with this one because they're not the same as the Filoni stuff we've been doing. Or the Lucasfilm animated stuff we're doing. I just want to see them in my own document. There are some stuff that on there that's very similar to mine, and there's some stuff that's very different to mine. You want me to go ahead and do mine?
Let's hear it.
14, The Trigon Unleashed. 13, The Rune Games. 12, Kobe and the Star Hunters. 11, The Revenge of Kylo Ren. 10, The Lost Prince. 9, Escape into Terror. 8, The New King. 7, Across the Rune Sea. 6, The White Witch. 5, Tale of the Rune Comets. 4, The Pirates of Tarnunga. 3, The Frozen Citadel. 2, A Race to the Finish. And number 1, The Great Heap. There's some similarities I see. I'm glad, this is mostly what I'm glad about. I'm glad you and I both agree about The Great Heap and A Race to the Finish. I have them slightly higher than you do. I have them at 1 and 2, but you have them at 3 and 5. I'm grateful to see that.
Yeah, they're both great episodes. I think for me, the top 7 from the Frozen Citadel up, those were the episodes that I really liked. Especially, I think for me, the Pirates of Tarnuga, Kobe and the Star Hunters, and The Great Heap. Maybe the tale. I'll throw the Tale of the Rune Comet there too. Those were the ones that really stood out to me.
I will say my top 7 is also is like my cutoff too. I think we should probably talk about, because 6 of our top 7 are the same, but there's one each that's different. So which do you want to talk about first? Kobe and the Star Hunters or the White Witch?
Well, okay, Kobe and Star Hunters. I had this at 2. You had this at 12. So
yeah,
almost a mirror image. So for me, I really like like this episode. I think, let me just find it in my notes. I really like this episode. I think it did what droids needed to do very well. I thought I liked a lot of the creativity of the different creatures and the ideas that brought in. I thought it was a good story, an enjoyable story. Yeah, I just thought it really kind of hit all the right notes that a droids episode kind of should hit, knowing the kind of show that they're going for. What made you put it so low? I'm curious.
It felt tangential. It felt like it wasn't necessary for the story.
Oh, it definitely wasn't necessary for the story.
Yeah.
I didn't hold thinking about it, I didn't really hold that against it because
it's also I thought Kobe
when
was
I was
annoying.
Thinking that it's like I kind of liked how he changed though, and I thought I don't know, it didn't really yeah. I felt like it just kind of fit in the campy feel of the show personally. It didn't really bother me, I guess.
I think for me, droids is about like, oh, they did a lot of big swings and I admire their ability to take big swings. Some of them worked for me and some of them didn't. And I feel like Kobe and the Star Hunters is one of the episodes where the swings just didn't work for me as much. But that's nothing bad about the episode. It's just like, oh, I didn't like the ideas they presented, and that's fine. I don't need to like every idea that they present in every episode. But yeah, I also don't love the twist because this is the one where we find out about Jan going to the Imperial Academy, and I wish they hadn't done that because it's kind of hard to like him or any of the good things he did in the previous few episodes, knowing that now he's joining the Empire. Like, it kind of felt out of left field, and also, like, you know, we know how terrible the Empire is, but Jan doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like it's understandable. I feel like it doesn't completely ruin Jan's character for me, just because
I'm not saying it ruined this, Jan as a character.
We've had this a lot before, like in Rebels, for example. Exactly, we have a lot of people who kind of don't have the full picture of what the Empire is.
Zare Leonis is not joining the Empire because he wants to and or because he believes in it. Zare is doing it to find his sister.
I'm trying to talk about the other guy who they recruit in episodes.
Jai?
Jai, yeah.
Jai leaves.
Maybe. Exactly.
Jai leaves the Empire.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he comes around when he knows. So it's like, it's, I don't know. I just feel like it's hard to say that someone's a bad person for falling into this massive propaganda machine that, you know, I'm not saying it makes them a better person, but I don't know. I don't see it as, if they don't have the full picture, they're at the mercy of the Empire's propaganda machine.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that Jan is a bad guy. I'm just saying it felt like a weird, unexpected turn for his character.
I suppose so.
Let's see. So let's talk about the White Witch then. Number 11 on your list and number 6 on mine. Do you want to go first? Why the White Witch is so low for you?
I just didn't enjoy it that much as an episode. I thought that it had its moments. Just overall as an episode, I think it felt a little bit to me, it just felt a little bit disjointed. It wasn't good as a lot of the other episodes, for lack of a better reason as to why I had it so low, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I really liked how it dropped us into the universe. Like, I think the exposition it gave to how the Star Wars universe operated in droids, I think I'm just biased towards that. And I really like, you know, it was so,
that was good. I'll give it that.
Yeah, it was so like, it was, and I will acknowledge it also felt like just such a breath of fresh air to me. It felt like, oh my God, we're going into something I really don't know about. And this is a really interesting introduction to a type of Star Wars that I didn't really know existed. So I'm biased towards it for that, but I get it. Yeah, we had a lot of the same episodes at the bottom of our lists. Let's see. Yeah, like Rune Games, which was basically a race to the finish, but not as good. Yeah. I noticed that neither of us were too keen on the, I think I liked it a bit more than you do, but on the beginning of the Tamu Zahn arc.
Yeah, Lost Prince, New King. Yeah, those were the pair at the bottom of mine.
Yeah, and they're really in the middle towards the bottom.
About them in their favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jolpa as a character. I think Mon Jolpa as a character is really interesting. But I think a lot of the adventures surrounding them, I think the adventures surrounding them are kind of dull at times.
Yeah, definitely. What else jumps out? What did you like about the Great Heap? Because that one we both had pretty high in our, definitely in our top kind of positive.
I think it just worked as a Star Wars adventure extremely well. It was one of our first main glimpses of the Empire. So it had I think it really showed the Empire and brought Admiral Screed back as a threat in a very convincing way. I think the Great Heap is the goofiest shit ever, but I think it works incredibly well. And there's just something about it feels very raw, even with how campy it is. Like, it feels like the most grounded of, like, droids for me. Like, all the adventures with Baitu and Mungo and, like, the moisture, like them removing the moisture from the atmosphere, I'm like, yeah, this goes hard. You know what I mean? Like, this is an actual Star Wars story I could see happening in canon. You know, you'd have to remove some of the other goofy aspects or make them in a different way. But, like, I could see the Great Heap as a Star Wars story outside of the droids universe. It just felt the most Star Wars-y to me.
I thought that, I kind of like the message, you know, kind of the kind of message it had on, you know, environmental exploitation and industrialism. And it just kind of worked, lack of a better word. I like what they did with the droids. I thought the story was, it was one of the more compelling stories, I would say, as well.
Yeah. I think it uses all of its characters very well, too. I think it introduces Mungo very well. I think it uses 3PO and R2 very well. I think it uses those side characters. I'm forgetting their names right now, but I think that it uses all of those very well. So you want to get on to best episode?
Yeah, best episode.
So I'm going to skip mine because I basically just did it. But what about the Pirates of Tarnunga stood out to you?
I think, first off, I think the design, the art direction of this episode, the environment that they were in, I really liked that. I thought the pirate base was really cool, really creative. I really enjoyed the whole underwater chase scene. That was pretty great. I thought that Jess Mead as a character really shined here. I thought R2-D2 and C-3PO, they worked really well. Kylo Ren he was just all right as a villain. He was serviceable, which is about as good as you could ask for. Any villain in this series not named Admiral Screed.
Yes.
And I like the way it ends. I like the plot. They demolish they sabotage the demolisher. Yeah, I just think it's a pretty great episode. Again, it hits all the right notes. It's charming and hilarious.
Oh my God.
It has a little bit of edge to it. And you get to see R2-D2 and C-3PO have an oil bath with floaty bath toys. I think that alone for me kind of makes the episode, if we're going to be honest. Like, that was just one of those moments where I'm like, wow, they really did that.
Let me explain something to you about Admiral Screed. A couple of things. First of all, he got greatly expanded in Legends Beyond Droids. They gave him like a full history in Legends Beyond Droids. And second, which is my favorite thing. Well, first of all, he is the first name. You know, he has the first name. Admiral Terranold Screed. Terranold. But wait for it. Are you ready for this one? Admiral Terranold Screed is canon.
Thank you, droids. What is he in? What is he in canon?
He is in multiple things, actually. He is in the two major things is he is in the Tarkin novel by James Luceno.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. You told me that.
And he is also in the second Aftermath book. Aftermath, Life Dead. By Chuck Wendig, where he dies.
Rip.
Screw. He was killed by pirates, actually. But absolutely, he lost his eye during the Clone Wars. And he has a whole backstory. Screed is an actual canon character. I fucking love that. We need to see this guy in animation live action.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fantastic. Worst episode. Why is New King at the bottom of your list?
Why is the New King at the bottom of my list? You know, it could have been any number of episodes for my worst. for my worst episode. I think any of my bottom four or five episodes, I think, were all ones where for me they just didn't work. They just didn't have it. And I think they all kind of fell into the same trap. At least my bottom three, because the White Witch, which I had in 11th, was honestly pretty good. I just liked other episodes more. They all kind of had the same episodes that I feel like probably like all of the same problems, you know. They feel a little bit generic. They feel aimless. There's not really anything really pushing them forward, you know. It feels like a recycled version of another episode of Droids or of a plot of something in the original trilogy that they wanted to rehash. And yeah, the ones that didn't work just felt kind of meandering and bad. And that's really what it is. It's nothing majorly wrong with the characters or something horrible. It just didn't do it for me.
For me, I feel like you can. For me, my least favorite was Trigon Unleashed, which actually is funny because both of our least favorites, I think, are towards the middle of the other ones list, because New Kings is number 8 for me and Trigon Unleashed 8 for you, but they're both at the bottom. But I think for me, like stuff like Trigon Unleashed, stuff like an episode like the Trigon Unleashed was still, as with Escape into Terror, but like especially with the Trigon Unleashed, was still Droids revving up its engines. You know what I mean? It was still finding its footing. It lost the novelty. You know, we're no longer in the novelty of, oh my God, we're getting a Star Wars animated droid series. You know, you had episode 1 and episode 2 to do that. Now the novelty is worn off. And they're still like, okay, we're doing a super weapon arc and they gotta do the super weapon. And that's actually another thing about a lot of the episodes towards the bottom of my list is, I can expect all of the Droids episodes, no matter how much I like them or not, to have good action sequences. What determines whether I like them or not is everything else that happens other than the action sequences. The action sequences will be good, but okay, if it's just good action sequences, then the episode is probably going to be lower on my list. That's my baseline, basically.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and I guess that's my thing about the Trigon Unleashed. Yeah. Best character.
I mean, for me, obviously R2-D2 and C-3PO are the stars of the show.
Yeah,
but beyond them, I liked Screed as well. You know, I think because it was just kind of relatable. You know, he was constantly fed up with the incompetent and the
underlings bullshit.
Just kind of weird assery of his underlings. Yeah. You know, I don't have underlings. I'm not an evil villain, but it's related. His mood.
Disclaimer:
is
Jacob is not a fascist.
His mood is very relatable. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
I think Mungo Bob as well. He actually showed some development, kind of interesting change and intricacy to his character, which I liked.
Yeah,
Jessica Mead as well. I think. You know, as she was one of the women in this show who did a lot more than just stand around and be the love interest, which I liked.
Absolutely. It's funny because for my favorite character, I also put, I thought he was a great villain. I thought I thought there was a lot of stuff I loved with Screed and like, you know, how did he lose the eye and stuff like that. No, I can't lie to you. I loved Admiral Screed. I think he's my favorite. What about your least favorite character?
I think it's hard to say for me that any characters were super bad. Most of them didn't have enough to them to make them really good or bad. I would say maybe Jan for me, Jan Tosh. I think despite some things that happened, you know, he showed flashes of potential here and there, but overall, I just found him bland. I just found him uninteresting. I just didn't vibe with him as much as I did with some of the other protagonists that we saw in these episodes. Is your favorite?
Yeah, I actually agree with you a lot on Jan Tosh, but actually he was not who I had for mine, actually, weirdly. I never vibed with Tig Fromm.
Piggy!
Yeah,
the first act.
just couldn't get on board with him, honestly. Like, I thought his relationship with his father's sides was interesting at the beginning, but then it became overplayed as a gag a bit. Yeah, and I just couldn't get into Tick Fromm. I just could not get into Tick Fromm. I don't know what it is. I just couldn't. Yeah. Coolest new thing you noticed from your first watch. Not the rewatch in this case.
Yeah, so granted, this is the one time that this is a first watch and not a rewatch.
Yeah.
Sorry. I liked how much they kind of played with the rules and experimented with what they could and couldn't do with Star Wars, given that they didn't have as much continuity to go off of at this time. I liked how much personality and playfulness they gave to the droids. Again, really blurred that droid person boundary. You know, we saw droids, droid TV shows, droid spas, droid romance. You know, what can't droids do? You know, droids playing board games. You know, I really liked, you know, I favor a little fan theory, not a fan theory, more of a fantasy, but, you know, battle droid society. You know, those battle droids, they got so mistreated, but they're lovable. They're lovable little fellows. So I really had a soft spot for the droid society in this show. And that was something that I really appreciated and enjoyed while watching this.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the thing I wrote down was very similar to your first point. The idea of like how flexible the mythology of Star Wars was back in the 80s and how much like they expanded the universe when they didn't have to worry, not that these things were bad necessarily, but about the rules, about what they couldn't do. They did what they fucking wanted to. And if you didn't like it, you didn't have to watch it. But they did what they felt like.
Yeah, they absolutely did. They absolutely just, they had some wacky ideas and they just went with it.
They just did it, yep.
But yeah, what was your favorite planet?
My favorite planet was, taking a leaf out of your book, Tarnunga. I think a lot of the features of that planet really did play into the plot, like the space Loch Ness monster, the Mirrodon, and the other stuff in Slayer, like in a way that the plot didn't really play into, like in some way that the environment didn't play a lot into the plot in the other episodes.
Yeah, fair enough. I had Tarnunga as one of mine, so I'm going to go with the other one, which I wrote down, which was Baitu.
We stole each other's favorite episodes, planets.
We did. Sounds an awful lot like Batu Disney.
Yeah.
But I mean, you really can't go wrong here. I think every minute had great art, great visuals. It was really nice to look at, even though a lot of these planets weren't really super unique or didn't contribute a ton to the actual plot of the episode, which Tarnunga did. But I liked Batu. I liked Batu quite a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So
that'll be my pick. So that's pretty much it.
I think that's going to be it for this episode of Star Wars in a Galaxy. Next week, we are going to be doing a special episode. We're going to be on that one. We'll figure it out. We will figure it out what we're doing for that special episode. But in the meantime, you can follow us on at In a Galaxy Pod on Twitter, at Star Wars in a Galaxy on Instagram. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we will be there. If we're not, email us, swinagalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to us for 100 episodes in 3 years. We so appreciate, like we said in the beginning, all the support we've gotten from listeners. Make sure to stay tuned for April 2nd. We're going to do our 100 episode 3-year live stream. Make sure to stay tuned. Epic Confrontations. Our most recent match is probably out. I don't know. Things are going on with that. But also stay tuned. April 10th, the rematch between Scotty J-Ro and Jared the Dark Jedi. If I've released it by then, I will put the promo, audio of the promo I made here. Boom. But yeah, make sure to tune into that on the Bomb Cash channel. But I think just generally in the meantime, all there's left to say is may the force be with you.
Always.